Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Paul Williamson is with us, folks. R. Paul Williamson is the name on the book, Winning the Energy Wars, A Sustainable Energy Plan for America's Future. He is the founder and the CEO of Sustainable Systems of Colorado, which is a research organization, and this is his world. This is the world he studies. And he is here to talk to us about this energy idea that he has. Paul Williamson, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so good to be with you and your listeners to talk about energy planning.
It is good to have you here. But here's the thing, Paul. What kind of a country do we have with as big economy as it is, with as much resources as we have, with the ability to do basically what we want? Why in the world would America even be in a position where a book like yours would need to be written?
That is a great question, because it was surprising to me, too, when I started doing my research and finding out that we just don't have a plan. And, you know, when I was in financial planning, we used to say that those who fail to plan, plan to fail. And that's kind of where we are with our energy. If we don't put a plan together, we won't know where we're going.
Well, look at the toll that is taking on our national financial health, on the health, the financial strength of individuals, of our citizens. Look at the toll that is taken on our national security, and look at the lives that have been lost and the lives that have been damaged and disrupted, because America doesn't have an energy plan.
Right, you know, and I think our military has probably taken the most on that.
Yep,
and,
that's right.
Of course, the families that we have really put into a dark position because of it is really sad. When I was in the military, I've worked with these people. I know the dedication they have, and to put them in harm's way just because we don't have a plan really doesn't make much sense.
What would a plan look like? I have my idea about what a plan should, the skeleton, I guess I should say, of a plan. But what do you think it should look like?
Well, I think when I start putting this together and winning the energy wars, I said, well, okay, you got to first look at what you've got. So we look at our resources. I want it to be domestic. In other words, I want to return the United States to a sovereign nation and to our independence. So let's do it ourselves, not depend on other people.
You're saying provide for the energy needs of our country within our own resources.
Exactly. You know, and as I did my work, I found 80 to 100 different energy resources we have in the United States that make it possible for us to move from finite energy resources to transitional resources and then to infinite energy resources, so that over a period of time, and I'm not talking about turning a switch and all of a sudden just going from one thing to the other, and I'm not talking about knee-jerk solutions. I'm talking about a plan, logical steps that we would take to move from the infinite to the, or from the finite to the infinite, so that we can do it. And to do that, you got to look at what's causing those problems, and I talk about a lot of the obstacles that we have in the United States that have kept us from getting there. But the biggest obstacle that I found is our leadership.
Mm-hmm.
If we had good leadership that understood it, and I'm hoping that I've laid it out in the book enough so that it's understandable. If I haven't, I'm looking for somebody else to come up with something better.
Back to the leadership thing. Why is it that Republicans, neither Republican nor Democrat, now if somebody's looking for a conspiracy, If you're looking for the root of a conspiracy, for the seed or the smoking gun of a conspiracy, think about this. In your lifetime, have you ever heard one party take advantage of another party's failure to have an energy plant? I don't think I've ever heard that before. Have you, Paul?
I have not.
So if that's the case, what does that tell you about who's running the show?
Well,
I mean, you'd think one of the other parties would seize that as an opportunity and compete against the other party for not having one, and then if they win, then deliver on that. But that hasn't happened. That, I hate to say it, folks, but that's conspiracy seeds. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I don't know about the conspiracy.
Well, I mean, they're always looking for some reason to get an angle on the other. It's almost like an energy policy is hands off by everybody.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, maybe conspiracy is the only way to really come up with it. I don't know, and I do know that we have too much. Influence on what we do and where we go and how we do it through the lobbying system that we've endorsed through both parties in Washington, D.C. And that, along with the many obstacles that I've pointed out in the book, all come together for one morass that we have that just seems almost unsolvable. And so that's why I continue to move forward. And, you know, the first step, I want to decommission the Department of Energy. I think we've given them 35 years to come up with a plan. And in most businesses and industry, if you don't do something in 35 years, you're pretty much out the door.
Why do we even have a Department of Energy? What do they even do?
Well, there is some good research that's going on there, but I think it's thought of more of a research organization as opposed to an organization or an agency that should deliver and have responsibility and have outcomes that really make a difference.
They should be executing our national energy plan.
You would think.
but since we don't have one, they can't do that.
Well, and if you had to go all over the country, where's the first place that you would go to find somebody that should be doing it?
Right.
I would think it would be them.
Yeah.
So then I decided to do that, I said, okay, then now what do we do? You know, we still got to have some way to organize this. So I put together my Governor's National Sustainable Energy Council. And the reason I went there is at least we have 30 of the 50 states who have put together.
Paul, hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about this some more with Paul Williamson, folks. His book is called Winning the Energy Wars. Paul Williamson, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.